این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's speech on the holy month of Ramadan. We assume that the life here is something, an absence in here is a defect, while life here is the result of the truth coming from the unseen world. And death, although it might be human death, is a return to the stage existing from the beginning, with its certain stages and aspects being difficult. We hope that by the grace of the holy month, that is the feast of connection, we can also reap benefits so that we can overcome the problems befallen upon us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear sisters and brothers from all over the world. You are listening to Spring of the Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we recite some of the sentences and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who is the great marja and the political leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Since we are in the holy month of Ramadan, today we want to speak about this month in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. In that regard, he says, "In the month of Ramadan, we need the Islamic gatherings more than any time. Our Muslim nation must attend the mosques in all cities and keep the movement alive, where are the strongholds of Islam." This sentence is about the importance of unity and one of its manifestations, which is presence of Muslims in the mosques and their participation in congregational prayers. You know, in our religious texts and hadith, performing congregational prayer, especially in the mosques, is so much emphasized. In this regard, the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Salat or prayer in congregation is 27 times more rewarding than salat performed individually. There are lots of benefits for this type of prayer, and some of which are to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, to protect from devil, and to foster our social and kinship relationships." About attending to mosques and its value, the Holy Prophet of Islam said, "من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كما غدا أو راح." He who goes to the mosque in the morning or in the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares an honorable abode for him in paradise. Every time he goes to the mosque in the morning or in the evening.
يا ربنا صلي على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
You can see that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh sees all of these benefits and emphasizes on attending mosques, and along with them he even widens the scope and sees the mosques as the strongholds of Islam that not only save and benefit the individuals but also survive the whole Muslim society. Let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about mosques. In that regard, he said, "In the month of Ramadan, we need the Islamic gatherings more than any time. Our Muslim nation must attend the mosques in all cities and keep the movement alive through mosques where are the strongholds of Islam."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. every night and every day,
every night.